We have Lawrence in the house. This is one of my beloved new mentors. I'm grateful to be a part of a new family. I believe that if we treat each other like family, a lot of the problems that we have in the world would actually go away. I have faith that in a blink of an eye, things could change in the world if everyone was willing to change their hearts, their minds. Because when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at will change. And so I've been blessed to have the honor of being a part of the Caribbean Life Radio family. And I was inspired to start interviewing our family here. So I was told that you're supposed to respect the pecking order. Just like, you know, we respect our elders. We have to respect those who have paved the way before us. So I'm starting my interviews of the Caribbean Life Radio family with Lawrence, because if it wasn't for Lawrence, none of us would be here today. If he didn't have a vision, if he didn't have that drive, that determination to stick to it and to hold space for something bigger than himself. And oftentimes when we look at the things that people have done, we don't realize their journey, what they've done behind the scenes, all the things that brought them to the point that they are now. So I'm really in awe of this man right here, because he has accomplished so many things. And record time, the little bit of time that I've known him, I've even grown in leaps and bounds and had my life changed. So I have this thing in me that I feel like he could probably be like a life coach or something like that. But he has his plate full. So I'd like to welcome him now. And as I welcome him, I'd like to also remind you all to follow us on Instagram, Caribbean Life Radio, on Facebook, Caribbean Life TV. And please feel free to call in today to give us a shout out and to honor our special guest, Lawrence. And the phone number for today's show is 678-661-1819. Our topic is the golden rule. Do you treat people how you want to be treated? Which goes into what I feel Lawrence and the legacy that he's leaving is doing. That by holding space and creating legacy, he's giving people like myself and others at the show an opportunity to live differently, to live better, and to make a difference in other people's lives. So welcome to the show, one of my favorite people on the planet right now, Lawrence. I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here at Caribbean Life Radio and to have the man who had the vision here on the show. Wow. So I'm humbled.
I'm not, ask anybody, I'm not normally on the mic. I'm not normally on, even if I'm on, I'm not saying much. But I do have a lot to say, but I just chose, I think it's the right time. I don't think it's the time yet. I'm still, in some ways, coming through the wilderness. And it might be my 38th day, but it's supposed to be 40 days. So I'm patient. So when that day, when God said that, that time is now for you to tell your truth. So it's just being patient as a man in your journey. Because a lot of times we think we arrive because of what our eyes could see. Mm. But arrival is spirit, right? Because
yes,
it's a connection, right?
Yes, it is.
You're going to know in your heart. The swag is going to be different because it comes from the source.
I like that.
You understand? It's not a clothing swag. It's not a jewelry swag. You know, it's not a money in your pocket swag.
It's a spirit swag?
Yeah, because when you get the lesson, it's graduation. It's graduation day.
Yes.
But if you look at graduation, look how they walk. They don't walk like that all the time. But when they get on that stage, they perk up. They get happy. They strut.
I love it.
So it's okay to wait. You know, that day's coming for all of us.
Okay. I like the vision of that. it's like walking in your power.
Facts.
When you know who you are and whose you are.
Hey.
And you find your purpose. And men that have a purpose are the most powerful people, the most powerful men on the planet.
How you know that?
Because I've been honored and blessed to be around those like you.
Behind the scenes, because he's never considered behind the scenes, because he's always on camera. And I'm the one behind the scenes, so sitting here hearing that sounds weird.
Yes, well, on my show, it's like, you know, the wind beneath my wings.
Hey.
To be able to have that support and to know when it's real. Like, people know when you're authentic. And when you come into the room and the energy changes, when you have the impact on people where, you know, they are building memories. It's like indelible. You can't erase that good feeling that folks give you when, you know they're coming from a place of love. So I feel that here, you know, with you all, trees can't stand. You have to have the root. And so I know that you have humble beginnings coming from Guyana. You moved here to New York first.
Yeah.
And
we call it the gauntlet.
But you call it the what?
Gauntlet.
Yes, the gauntlet. Explain that.
Because it's like for a lot of Caribbean countries, they source you through New York only because the people before you came to New York. So it is weird to hear people came straight to Georgia or straight to Texas.
Yes.
It do exist, or California, or Miami.
St. Louis, I've heard of that too.
Right, but for a high percentage, that, to my knowledge, came through New York.
I agree.
And it gives you a unique perspective, only because it's a multicultural environment of immigrants. And it seems like we're all trying to achieve the same thing, a piece of the American pie, or relax. It's strong Polish, strong Irish, strong Italian, strong Pakistani, it's everyone.
Russian.
Yeah. And it's so much of the others that you really have to achieve or push. It gives you a different type of drive. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's different in other places. I didn't have those experiences first. Mm-hmm. I had the New York experience. And so it molded me in a way that I'm able to survive when I moved to New Jersey or now Georgia.
Yes.
And it was just an easier existence because, I lived in New York. I could do, like that.
That's
it gave me that feeling.
If you can live in New York,
you can live anywhere.
Survive, you can live anywhere.
And you could ask Reds about that because, coming to New York, and are you all migrants? Okay. But he came to New York young.
Yeah.
And so he, he got that same undergirdment. Mm-hmm. Caribbean parents, raised in New York, me, raised in New York, Caribbean parents, or Guyanese parents, same thing.
Yes.
And then,
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes, yes. I remember the days of being in New York and enjoying Guyanese culture and the food, Sybil's, the party.
Well, no, hold on, back up. It's in Sybil's. So that's good to know because Sybil's was one of the staple restaurants in a central location that everybody went to. The line was always long.
A pillar in the community.
Yeah. But it's not weird to hear you say that because the new people that lived in New York that are American been exposed to our culture in a unique way, more so than any other state.
Yes, yes.
Because it's so concentrated, they couldn't do nothing about be around us because we everywhere we think.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Right. And our culture is like reverberating in the streets with block parties and the reggae music and soca. So yeah, that was nice to know.
Yes.
That's nice to know.
And the exchange, because when you're raised up culturally, like I was raised culturally. And so to be around my people and to look at myself as a Pan-Africanist, I see me being connected to my people all over the world. There is no separation. Yes, I was raised as such.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm digging that.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like there's no separation because, you know, some of us just got off those ships sooner and we were already here too.
Yeah.
You know, like that book that came before Columbus.
Right.
And so I grew up.
What is the name of that book?
They Came Before Columbus. Oh. Ivan Van Sertima talks about, you know, Christopher Columbus didn't discover anything. We were here already. So, you know, that richness, I mention that because there's a richness in Caribbean culture that it was my Jamaican friends who turned me on to the Guyanese culture because they all hung out together. Uh-huh. They were neighbors on the same street. And, you know, my Trinidadian friends. So I grew up, you know, like Caribbean, even though I may have been born. Shout outs to the city of brotherly love, Philly. And I grew up in North Carolina and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that I had these experiences because it made me, you know, be able to actually advocate. Like, you know, I know more things about mm-hmm. It's important to respect the journey because when you know someone and you know about their journey, it gives you a different level of respect. That's why so much ignorance I feel in the world because people don't know their history. They don't know their culture. Yeah. Sometimes they don't even have an interest in it, which is sad.
No, that's facts.
Yeah, because some people that I've met who are not, you know, from our lineage or our ancestry, they'll show more interest and respect than our own people, which is a form of self-hatred.
Facts.
And so, you know, to be able to see good examples, like when it comes to work ethic and values, like here in America, there was a time where I felt like it was stronger. And when the Caribbean culture, like, infused, you know, America, it's like going back to our roots more.
Yeah.
We have to go back to our roots. Old school, the things.
I'm always working.
Yes, the
I
things.
I like the commercial.
The things that we were raised on, that's our foundation. That's our roots. So, you know, and speaking about you, like being a good example, knowing, you know, good people. Like when you live a certain way, you don't know who's watching.
Yeah.
You don't know who's listening, who's looking, how you're touching other people. And then sometimes, and I know you've had this experience, maybe you can speak to it, in your journey, how you've influenced other people. When you may have been thinking that you're doing things one way, but you're actually doing them another way, because when we work for the Creator, you know, that's a part of how we can live the golden rule. And all religions, the major religions of the world, the golden rule is taught. So it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or Muslim, if you, you know, practice Hinduism or Buddhism, the golden rule stands that we should love one another as, you know, not just as we love ourselves, but as we love God.
Yes.
And when you work for the Creator, so many miracles happen.
Yeah.
So many people get touched. You don't know how the Creator is using you.
Yeah.
And for me, what I see on the outside looking in is your life is a testimony of how the Creator has used you in wonderful ways that you probably when we look back and we're like, wow, A, B, and C brought me here. And I didn't know that God was using me in this way. So I'd like for you to share.
Yeah,
please.
I like how you worded it because just the example of what we were sitting in is the Creator in action, right? So Caribbean Life TV was supposed to be a 1-hour show with 5 segments that touched on sports, entertainment, food, I think food and fitness went together, community, and news. So we had entertainment, we had news, we had sports, then we had a community, but then we also talked about our food and our fitness, because at the time I had a fitness center. So it was 5 segments, and I was going to produce it and shop it, right? So I was contacting Channel 46, and it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My vision was 1 hour. I'm trying to say, oh, just give us an hour on mainstream TV. I'm going to show you a little bit of Jamaica, a little bit of everybody.
I love it.
Hour.
Yes.
So that was the vision. And so I spent a lot of years focusing on trying to create content that would live in these different segments.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's covering cricket on Sunday, I'm at the cricket ground,
in Atlanta, well, you know, in Georgia, covering cricket and getting familiar with those folks. And next week I'm covering soccer. And then I'll go do carnival.
Sounds fun too.
And what happened is once I did carnival, I was like, wow, we're all together in one place.
I love carnival.
So let that be the angle. But you know, let that be the angle, because we're outside, we're all in one place. Then I can show our culture in its true form on display. Through music, food, the different types of people, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I strayed away from the original plan, but then God said, no, it's not a 1-hour show. You have a TV network.
Yes.
So I evolved into Caribbean Life TV Network. I changed the name and started to change the focus and start doing interviews, start in 2018, it just kaboom. Because it's such a need.
Like in a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye, yes.
Yes, I believe in that. Those are those miracles.
And so we just showed up as Caribbean Life TV, and we've been Caribbean Life TV ever since the day we showed up, which was February 2018. Then proof of concept started to work, so 2018 November, we launched. So we rented a hall, and it still exists, Heartline of Atlanta. She just pulled up on me yesterday. Big up, Yolan. Big up, you know, she opened up her place to me, and I launched. Heartline of Atlanta is an awesome event space, not too far, 10 minutes from here. And the community came out, kind of wanted to see who's this Caribbean Life TV. Like,
that's the name alone.
Yeah, they came out, man. Amazing experience for me, because it was an idea. And here it is now. I'm here. Yeah, started then. Fast forward to now. Modifications here and there. Then I landed this spot, 2020. And here's it again, where God is in action. Or the universe is in action, conspiring to give you exactly what you asked for.
Yes, and for your highest good.
And for my highest good. And in 2018, July, I signed a lease. When, if you go back to 2020, hey, everybody could have, everybody in the world has a marker. They know when COVID hit,
yes.
Or started to hit.
March 2020.
Right, March, April, May, June. And I'm opening up a business. Everything is dying and closing.
In July?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
So I signed the lease in June.
Gotcha.
And I got COVID in July. And in the hospital fighting for my life with the keys in my pocket.
Oh my
5
goodness.
Days. Don't know if I'm going to live or die.
Oh my goodness.
So after you don't sign the lease, got a place, then you get the thing that you see on TV where everybody's not surviving. Periods of my life. It was scary only because you didn't know. It was an illness that you didn't know, like, oh, I'll be good in 5 days, or I'll be good after I take this cough med. No, you didn't know.
Right.
And so when God brought me through that journey, I knew it was for a purpose. So what it did was like renewed the passion in me to go deliver. Like, I got off that bed, got out of the hospital. Cause you know, they locked you in.
Yes,
can't come out. So I was in there for 5 days trying to get out that door.
No. Yes, I remember.
5 days, and you didn't know if you're coming out. Mm-hmm. But God blessed me with grace and mercy, and I came home.
Yes.
And then coming home,
thanks.
I just followed that passion and just started running.
Yes.
Running like I never ran before. And
okay.
He's given me favor ever since. And so I've survived the COVID in there and out here. Mm-hmm. And grew the business to the point where, you know, we have our own, you know, we had our own spot. And it's thriving.
Yes.
Yeah. And I then started. Hence
okay.
My new partner.
Yes.
So Reds came along. And I offered him a radio show, the Rush Hour show. Mm-hmm. And as a smart man as he is, he saw an opportunity, and we talked.
Yes.
And he said, well, let's get that radio going. You've been at it. You're sitting there.
Yes.
And we started it September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I did radio prior to him coming, but I used to send the stream to another radio station.
Okay.
Shout out to DWC Radio. They were very kind to.
Shout outs.
Yeah, because these are
DWC
people.
DWC Radio.
Yeah, and Toya and Dre, they embraced me, embraced the product that I was putting out, and I streamed it to their platform. And then we started this, and we just been evolving, man, and now we worldwide.
Yes.
Like, literally, I go on the back end and I'm looking at the countries that we are in. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed.
Yes.
You know, and to see.
To the world.
Russia. Surprises. Sweden. Mm-hmm. Czechoslovakia. Ukraine. Russia. Mm-hmm. Netherlands. Germany. UK. We are in these places. So shout out to you guys, because I see you on the back end tuning in, man. And continue to support us, because this is what we've been in, a worldwide movement.
Right.
So shout out to Reds for encouraging me forward. And here we are, less than a year later, we are worldwide and growing. You know, we've got over 10 radio programs. That's all Women's Lit.
Yes.
Every right. radio program on God has sent the right people to us. That has a have a passion for what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. We're the facilitators for that. My brother was up. We were up and we was at work at 8:30, and eager yes. to deliver these products forward for the clients. We were here mm-hmm. and made sure he worked. You know, he worked till late last
I
night
know.
To the out. So it's a commitment. And passionate about what we're trying to do. That's why we're succeeding.
Yes, and having faith.
Yeah.
And being obedient.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't realize that. My mom used to say obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
And when you are following the plans that the Creator has for your life, and the people start coming to you.
Yeah.
I have a prayer that I pray that the Creator will send the right people to me that's supposed to be in my life. And those that are not supposed to be in my life, for the Creator to move them away from me. And for me to have discernment and obedience. One, discernment so I know that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And obedience that I don't resist it.
Yeah.
That I actually yeah. accept it.
So, and I appreciate you from we met. It was an instant connection. You know that?
Yes, of course. I feel it.
Yeah, it really was. Yes. You have an awesome energy, everything. When you get on here, even though you're new to radio, you're true to radio. You're true to what you are. You gotta listen for the folks listening. Y'all gotta text her, give her a shout out for the that she brings to you guys every week. Salute and respect for that, because people have radio and they just think it's just talking. That you know, just talking, just get on there and talk. But I listen to all your shows, and what you talk about is what needs to be spoken. And a lot of times we, yes, music driven, and we play some tunes and stuff like that. I'm sure Rez is getting ready to play a tune.
Yes.
So, but I just want to let you know, shout out to what you say.
Thank you so
much. That's powerful as well. See,
I
understand this thing.
You're one of my encouragers.
Yeah.
And what you were talking about at the beginning of your introduction today is actually what the song, it's Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Yes.
The Golden Time of Day. And in the second verse, he talks about there's a time in your life where you know who you are.
Yes.
And that's the golden time
yes.
of day. And when you really are walking in your purpose, yeah. you know, you walk differently. You yeah. talk differently.
Oh, man, sweat.
Yes. And you learn how to even love differently.
Yeah.
Forgive better. And, you know, not holding on to negative things. When things happen, I say, I don't allow it, because I know that, you know, the Creator walks with me and everything is working out for our highest good.
Facts.
Yes.
Let me tell you, once you keep thinking like that, you will have a blessed life.
Yes.
Because everything comes to teach us a lesson. Everything.
Right.
So my teaching mm-hmm. is all good.
Yes.
Even in that moment, force yourself to say, it's all good. Watch yes. the change.
Yes. And also to thank the Creator in advance, even when you don't see it right in that moment, because we live in an instant gratification society.
Yeah.
where, you know, you snap your fingers and you get what you want. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to go through the valley. So when you get on the mountaintop, mm-hmm. not only can you appreciate it, but like that, you know, church song, go tell it on the mountain, yeah. over the hills and everywhere. Yeah. Then you really have your testimony.
Wow.
You can share, you will shout it out over the mountains and the hills, the blessings of, you know, going through the journey. So mm-hmm. it's never about the destination. It's about the journey and how we walk it. And
here's one thing I want to show from the mountains. And me sitting in this seat right here, right now.
Yes.
There's so many people that has been in my life, personal and professional, that has played an encouraging role. I'm a supportive, whether it's financial, a word of encouragement, my kids, mm-hmm. Wendy, everyone. I just want to start calling them because I'll be here all day. But I'm going, because you said go tell it on the mountain,
yes.
that triggered this thought. And all so right. I want to clearly say I'm grateful and thankful for everyone that played a role in my life, that for this moment, have me sitting in this seat and at this time. I'm grateful and I thank you. I thank you and I salute everything that you've ever done for me.
Yes, we should give flowers while people are here. And the thing is, our people are such a humble people. Like, you're very humble. The things that I know about you, like, I really wanted to, like, talk about those things too. I may have to do part two to the show as well. Because you've accomplished a lot. You've had a lot of recognition in the community, awards given to you. Like, people see you, and they and maybe when you had that 1 hour TV idea, you didn't know that you were going to become a pillar in a community. And what that is like a safe place where people can come. Example of what we should be doing, what it looks like to walk in your power, to walk in your life, and reaching out and touching somebody. Like, you do that. And also, there are different levels of how you service. It's not just the TV, it's not just the radio show, but we do events. You know, we support independent black media here.
Yes.
The black films. There's so many people who use this studio as a safe place to create and serve.
Yeah.
Last week, there was just a social gathering for children here.
Yeah.
Free to the public. And you brought that here. And because you're such a family-oriented person, I'm speaking like I've known you for 1,000 years, but sometimes when you meet somebody, it's like you already knew them.
I understand that.
Because you're so family-oriented, and I've witnessed a generation God sent me the baby when I needed the most encouragement. That was like my radio show. I needed that the most. And, you know, meeting your daughter, seeing, you know, you getting supported by your family, but supporting them, using this as a place to strengthen family, not just your own family. My children have been up here. They know that this is a safe place to be. You do that for everyone. We have created a family here, but it had to be the energy, you know, in the spirit of someone to pave that way. And so, you know, I feel like I'm in my golden time.
Come on with it.
So, yeah, we're going to listen to Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. That's the golden time of day. And if we do have people that are calling in, it's 678-661-1819. And we're also on Caribbean Life Radio's page on Instagram and Caribbean Life TV on Facebook.
Time of the day.
Family, so hopefully you have felt some inspiration from our guest today. I do have a lot more to say. Would you come again?
Oh yeah,
I'm enjoying part two, because you are just totally VIP. So like, you couldn't do Caribbean Life in 1 hour. It's just too big and beautiful.
Oh, we still got Caribbean Life Radio to talk about. We still got Caribbean Life Studios to talk about.
Yes.
We still got CLTV Productions to talk about.
And more.
Right. So
more
we got,
to come.
Yeah. I think yes. Rev should interview me. What do you think next week? Not next week, the week after.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
Well, let's put him on the spot. What do you think? Brother Rev, what you say, brother?
He has that look.
He know half of this stuff about me.
No, I won't interview you. Okay, I'll have my people get with your people. And see when I have a time slot, because my show is filling up quickly.
All right. I love it.
You know what? I think I'm going to have my own show this week. I can make my own time. That's the beauty of being the boss.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have my own show.
Okay. And our goal is to spread positivity and love in the world. So thank you for giving us this platform. I would like to acknowledge how much I learned in a short amount of time about all the things that Lawrence has done. He has received a lot of recognition in the community. Like, when you are doing the right thing, when you are making a difference, you don't even have to say anything because people see it. And when they are doing the right thing too, they're going to acknowledge it. And so I like to give you shout outs, because as I was learning more about you, I kept getting wowed. I was like, wow, you did this? Wow, you did that? Wow, you received that award? Wow, you received that award. So I just like to share some of the things that you have accomplished, because I feel like if I don't say it, you won't.
Because I haven't.
You won't blow your own horn. So I like to acknowledge that the Secretary of State gave Mr. Prescott the award for outstanding citizen of the world, not just Georgia, being a global citizen.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the reach. And so treating people the way you want to be treated is citizenship, you know, being a good human being. And so I'm very impressed with the fact that you have been acknowledged from the top of government, and even your hands in the local politics, being a support, giving a platform for community leaders who want to do the right thing and realize that this is a vehicle and a tool to impact people, and to also make sure that the Caribbean community feels empowered.
Yeah.
Excuse me, feels empowered. And so I think that's huge. And
before you move on, I wanted to let you know that I, I learned this from Reds. Mm-hmm. I keep that award in my collar. Just in case any police pull me over, it says, extend all courtesies.
Yes.
No, I just made that up.
I would love
But it
that.
Says, extend all courtesies. Hopefully it get me out of speeding ticket, something. But no, one in the.
I would still say use it.
Yeah. When I saw that part, extend all codices, I'm like, how could I use this award to get out of some stuff or get into some stuff? So nah, I just thought that was funny. No, I don't ride with it in the car. It's on my wall and my off, outside of my office. But that was one of the stuff that blew me away. Because like you said earlier in the interview, that people are watching.
Yes.
And when you least expect, they're watching. Because the next award is Father's Day weekend, where I'm getting a big award called Captains of the Industry Award.
Congratulations.
And the last person I know that got that from this organization was Andrew Young.
That is amazing.
So that Father's Day, that's the next award that I'm scheduled to receive on Father's Day weekend. I'm thinking it's either the Saturday or the Sunday at the Four Seasons downtown. So you're right. You know what I mean? I am grateful that the community has to. I truly believe that God is just using me for His highest good.
Yes, indeed.
And not necessary to collect awards or to do for those reasons, but to please Him. I think once my life started to shift, once I started, doing it for Him, if that makes sense.
It does.
And not for my accolades, you know. So I'm just grateful that He's continued to bless me and give me the platform to do more of that for Him. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, the community is I'm seeing it or recognizing it.
Yes.
So that's the order I prefer. But that's the order it is for me. Mm-hmm. And that's the order that I would like for people to understand, that I'm truly doing it for the right reason.
Yes.
And not for the things that I'm receiving.
Absolutely.
Because of the reason.
Yes, and it shows. And so I feel like that's a really important gem. I just like to repeat that for our listening audience, that when you do walk in your purpose and you follow the path that the Creator has for your life, things shift. When you start making a choice to say, I can make a difference in the world. I want to be the change that I wish to see in the world. I don't want to be a complainer. I want to be a person that takes action. And so when I was young, really young, I made a choice that I don't work for nobody. No, thank you. But many moons ago, I decided I don't work for anybody but the Creator. And I remember being in spaces and places where people told me no, and their no's changed to yeses. Because that's what the Creator will do for you. Mm. People would say, you can't do this. And then I could become the first to do it, not because of what someone else said, but because what Jah said. It's a blessing to be able to, walk with the Creator. And people who aren't, they're missing out. They're missing on a whole next level of living. Because the Creator will open doors for you, will send you people. And I think your awards and your accolades, I think you're also trying to get away from me giving you more shout outs. So going to get it in. Because what it is that you're being a light. And you have to walk in the light. And so each time that you're recognized in the community, it's a way of using that light in you to spark a light in someone else, or someone's light is getting dim. Sometimes we have those times where other people charge us up. Like you could be around a person and they drain your energy, and then you see their phone number and a call ID, and you're like, I'm gonna call them later.
Thanks.
And then you see people and they just light you up. Like I have people in my life, when we see each other, it's so easy to smile and laugh with them, So being that type of person to inspire others, to activate others, no, we're not just trying to inform people, give them a bunch of information and use it for nothing. We want to inspire people to do something with it. And so the awards are a part of you being an inspiration. Mm-hmm. And for people to say, not only do we see you, but we like what we see.
Yes.
We love what we see.
You're
making
that.
A difference.
I received that.
Yes. Give thanks for receiving that. And as I say that, not like small Secretary of State. So the city of Stone Mountain also did a proclamation. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Well,
bringing my business to what a lot of folks would consider a depressed environment. What surrounds me is it's a lower income environment, and so there's people. I see them become, you know, drug users or whatever, and then we start to empower the community by each year. We do a community day and a business expo, and so what we try to do is have each year we have 30 vendors that come out, okay. And several food trucks, music, a stage, and performances in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's free again, and it's family focused and family oriented.
Love it.
And the city of Soul Mountain thought that was neat. We did it 2 years and letting me know that they see me, they see what I'm doing, and they, I think, I don't know if it's Crip and Life TV Day, I don't know what it was, but she just visited me last week.
Yes, I remember.
And so she's having an event for Juneteenth that you bring your sons.
Yes.
It's going to be performing.
Yes.
And so that is one of the things people like. So she was in my office, and when she said, I need drummers, what I did, pick up the phone and call.
Thank you for that.
Call you.
They're really excited.
Because that is what we are here to do, connect each other. And she likes that about me and about what we do. And so that's a relationship that is made. I don't have to do much. Whatever she needs, I'm going to support her. And whatever I need, she's going to support me. That's
it. The golden rule again. So, yeah. Treating people the way you want to be treated and getting it in return.
Because
sometimes people don't always know how to receive it. And so it's good to be in exchange, reciprocity, generosity. Yeah. Yes. And
your time.
Okay. And so you also received the Spirit Award. It says, is it J-A-I? Last year?
Yeah. But the JAI, that's the Jamaica American International Chamber of Commerce.
I wish I had known that acronym. Shout outs.
The Jamaica American International Chamber of Commerce.
To the Jamaican American International Chamber of Commerce.
So that organization led by Ms. Marcia Parker, what they're doing is empowering Jamaican businesses, but it's also extended to Caribbean businesses, and try to create an international market for us. So, you know, one of the things that she's passionate about, reaching over to Africa, and had a trip planned for last November to go to Ghana.
Okay.
And so I think it might happen this year. But again, her vision is connecting Caribbean business globally. And so I like that. So I partnered with her I'm on the board, so try to help her. I'm not even Jamaican, so that's what's funny. But I see a great vision in that organization.
Yes.
And so they think that my partnership award is about. So shout out to her.
And one thing I'm noticing as we're doing this is it also gives spotlight to other people.
Yes.
So sometimes even when we don't want to blow our own horn, we know through this exercise that I'm doing now that it is also giving the opportunity for people to get shout outs for our listening audience to know that people are doing beautiful things in the world. We have to look, for the good in the world. Half full and not half empty is the right attitude to have. And I love the fact that, it may be called the Jamaican American, but it's outreach for the Caribbean community.
Yes, it really is.
A global influence economically. We have a lot of power as a people that we don't tap into because we don't use it as a group.
Yes.
And so, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. That's an African proverb.
Yes.
So I love the vision for that. And Association of Georgia, CAG, they call it CAG.
Mm-hmm.
And you also received an award for all the work that you do with the youth,
years. Yes, every year I partner with them to give out toys to kids in the community. So I use not only my location,
but to help to facilitate that effort, because I think it's something that when God has blessed us with the opportunity to be a blessing to others, then you have to use it, right? So they do great work. I happen to be privileged to be on the board in different roles over the years. I was a treasurer, I was PR director, and all of those things for the Christian Association. But yeah.
Keep wowing me.
Well, here's what it is. I've always been giving to my community. I just don't shout it. I've also been on the board of directors for the Guyana Association of Georgia.
Yes.
And so, but that is not who I am. That's just some of the things that I a plaque or an award gets mentioned. I've been a part of these organizations in an influential way. Mm-hmm. But I've just stopped to focus on me and build and to build a house so that they all could benefit.
Ooh,
you know, last year,
I like that.
Last year, February,
prepare a place for you.
Last year, February, all of those, most of those organizations were able to be on Fox 5, and this was the location that Fox 5 filmed. And it was for Black History Month, and we were recognized on Fox 5 for 3 minutes, not 3 seconds or 30 seconds.
Yes.
Three whole minutes, and what they did was they were recognizing Afro-Caribbean in Metro Atlanta. And this was the hub where everybody came, and they filmed it here. And it was facilitated by the Caribbean Association of Georgia.
Yes.
So again, being a central place where they could come and be, it's amazing. I'm so grateful that it is my place that they come to rather than another place. It is our place.
Yes.
Because I make them feel that they're all part of this journey.
Yes. And when you come into here, I felt the presence of the divine spirit here. And I knew that I was supposed to be here. It's like, okay, all these years I've been encouraged to do radio on TV. And I knew because it was so seamless, everything just flowed. I'm like, wow, I feel the spirit of the creator here. And you know, wherever the spirit of God is, that's where you should be.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bless you right now. So I want to offer you on air your own TV show. I want to offer you a 30-minute TV show where you get to talk like this on TV. Nothing to do with radio, but your own TV show.
Thank you, Lawrence. I receive it.
And you're able to do this where you could have a guest and you sit down with like-minded people like yourself and be able to interview them for TV.
I receive it.
Not in this room. This is a big deal, meaning outside, on the stage, in the studio. Okay. And we make this happen for you.
I receive
it. We're going to think out. We're going to do what you're for. You've been... You already got everything that you need inside of you to be able to. Brother Reds, I know you gave us the horn, but what do you say about that big announcement?
I think that's a brilliant idea. I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I see you growing. I've seen the growth in you since you started your show.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And the growth is excellent. So with growth is movement.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
This brother has vision. And the reason why I listen to him and I lean on him in terms of, you know, advice, it's because I don't know it all. And God has blessed me with his presence, right?
That's right.
And his presence has been a blessing to me.
Yes.
So here it is, me recognizing it on the air, because here's what it is. We gotta be humbled in the presence of God.
And
when he show up, we gotta recognize it. So that is a real offer.
Thank you.
And I'm willing to start a conversation as soon as we get off the air.
I accept it. Well, today is my sister Monica's birthday, and she got her birthday present from me this morning. We were talking all morning, and I'm receiving a birthday gift on her birthday. And as we talk about you creating that space, I mean, it's proof that you have created a safe space for us. You do have. One more thing I want to say.
And forgive me for keep looking at the camera.
That's
okay. Because, you know, normally the next show starts at 12. And
I know.
So, you know, I'm glad my producer.
Him speeding up anyway.
Right. So I got my producer hat on, but it gave us enough time for you to finish your show properly.
I know.
So that's my producer's hat. So, yeah. So you could keep going till Bossman here say
I had
the next show is pulled up.
I talked to the creator just like I talked to you. So I had a whole conversation about how we started and, you know, like, please just give me grace. So shout outs to my brother that's coming on next for being a part of giving us grace.
Yes.
One more thing, one more award that I had an opportunity to find out is that you received the Outstanding Community Leadership Award in 2022, the Atlanta Community Award. And so I just want to thank you for being a leader. Thank you for being a leader in our community. And always do everything with a spirit of excellence. And I see you doing that. Everything you touch is like the Midas touch. It turns to gold. And being that example of the golden rule, being a blessing to others as we learn to, you know, allow ourselves to be blessed by all that the Creator has given us. And yeah. So thank
that,
you so
that
much.
That community, and I wanted to just elaborate on what you pointed out. That award was a surprise. You know, the people that it came from, not knowing that they, like you said, watching. And it was a big deal because it was in front of the community, in a sense, you know. And and it was well received. You know, a lot of people were surprised of it. People were, and that's the day I was chilling. I had a hoodie in it, and I was like, man, I'm going to go just like that. And everybody was suited up and booted up. And I'm just humble with some cakes and a hoodie and just went up there and just spoke from the heart because
that's right.
I do this for real. So any day you catch me, I'm going to be able to speak to it.
Yes.
No, for that next big award, yeah, I'm getting the speech prepared and all that because, you know, because when you say when you least expect, you know, people are really watching. So I would want them to continue to watch you and you will continue to educate them. So I'll give you a chance to close up your show, guys.
Okay.
Speedy Gonzalez is here.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if we have a time to get a little tidbit of the last song. But, oh, thank you. I love my Caribbean Life Radio family, Caribbean Life TV family. But the song that I chose is Burning Spear, Make We Dweet. And Make We Dweet is like letting people know, like, you know, come on, let's do this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get out here in the world.
Red, say it in Jamaican because she, I think she...
Make me do it.
No, say it, Red.
Make me do it.
Do it. It's like do it, but they say it so fast. It's actually do it.
Right.
But it's like part of English.
Yes, it is.
So do it. You know, make me do it.
Let's do it.
You're right.
Let's get out here and
do it. Well, what's good is that you understood what it meant.
Yeah, I was raised up. I'm thinking that. I was an honorary Jamaican from the time that I was working two jobs when I was a teenager.
Do you have any Jamaican culture in you?
Well, Sister Karen, she is a lover of all things
so
Jamaican culture.
You're so sweet.
It's the foster.
I'll tell you what that question meant off here.
And me and my gullible self.
Yes, so you're busy answering all regular.
Okay, I'll receive it. But the goal that I want you all to get from this song is like with Lawrence, you're doing it. You're going out there and doing it. And so I want to encourage us all to do it. Like, come on. You know, encourage other people. Don't just sit down on the ground complaining about life. Get up, make a difference. Go out here and be a change.
Make me do it.
Make me do it. Be the change you wish to see in this world.
Thank you for having
me. Go ahead and make a difference out here like my brother Lawrence is doing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Give thanks.
Can I come back?
Yes, we will have you soon. Soon and very soon. Peace and love,
peace
family.
And love to you.
Don't forget to check us out on Instagram, Caribbean Life Radio, Facebook, Caribbean Life TV. My name is Alkebulan, and I'm Alkebulan Ma'at. That's A-L-K. Alkebulan cares. Treat people like you want to be treated. Respect your elders and never forget your roots. Never forget where you come from.
Make me
Yes.